This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in met on Friday at the heavily fortified demilitarized zone between the countries for the first summit in more than 10 years. Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting.
The meeting is aimed at ending a conflict that goes all the way back to the war and easing tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. Kim stopped to sign a guest book at the venue for the talks, writing, "A new history starts now." The leader recently surprised the world by announcing he was dismantling the country's only known nuclear test site. But there is still plenty of skepticism among experts. Some question whether Kim is ready to abandon the hard-earned nuclear arsenal his country has developed and defended for decades. North and South Korea are still technically at war because the Korean War ended in a truce, not in a peace treaty. Meanwhile, the United States is watching the summit with interest. President Donald Trump has his own meeting with Kim lined up in May or June. The White House says it's hopeful that the talks will help create peace and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula.
Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. UN investigators have uncovered 5 mass graves in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the scene of nearly 20 years of fierce ethnic fighting. Congolese officials say they have no knowledge of mass graves. Fighting over land use, politics, and more between herders and farmers erupted in eastern DRC in 1999. UN envoy for the Middle East peace process warns that Gaza Strip could erupt into conflict and urge de-escalation. Ongoing Palestinian protests are taking place in the lead-up to the 70th anniversary of Israel's creation when Palestinians were displaced. The UN says 35 have died in these protests. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made on any U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, but Washington is working with its European allies to see if there are ways to improve the pact. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford tells lawmakers the U.S. needs to be ready for all the problems Iran presents.
It's the nuclear threat, it's the missile threat, it's the cyber threat, it's the maritime threat, and it's the sponsorship of proxy. So at the end of the day, it'll be the president's decision as to what the framework is for dealing with all those challenges. My role is to try to highlight those challenges and to make sure that whatever decision is made addresses them as effectively as we can.
President Trump faces a May 12th deadline on whether or not to reimpose some of the economic sanctions that were lifted on Iran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development, part of that 2015 deal. U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has approved a bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal Special Counsel Robert Mueller investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Orrin Hatch is a Republican senator from the state of Utah.
Firing Mueller would cause a firestorm and bring the administration's agenda to a halt. It could even result in impeachment. I think we're right to convey a strong message to the president that he should not fire Robert Mueller.
While marking a strong show of support for Robert Mueller, who is under frequent attack by President Trump and some Republicans, the bill is unlikely to become law in the face of Republican opposition. Former director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Mike Pompeo has been sworn in as Secretary of State after a divided congressional vote to okay his nomination by President Trump. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
It was one of the slimmest margins in recent history for somebody nominated as the nation's top diplomat.
The yeas are 57, the nays are 42.
Since the Carter administration, every Secretary of State nominee had gotten at least 85 yes votes, except one, Rex Tillerson, whom Pompeo will replace. He is expected to guide the administration's foreign policy more to the right while facing a long list of pressing issues, including a decision on the Iran nuclear deal and the president's upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. Pompeo's jumping right in. He is expected at a NATO summit in Europe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a one-time friend in 2004, which could send him to prison for the rest of his life. In all, more than 60 women have accused Cosby of sexually assaulting them over several decades. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my mind. mama, eh. Ooh, yeah, mama, eh. This is the African baby, baby, Fandi, on the Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And stay tuned because I'm going to rock the African continent one more time. Our first stop today is going to be Cameroon with the sound of John Boisson. And this is Bibotan from Cameroon to the Central African Republic, Mama Ateka by Jesu Lokota. And then to Equatorial Guinea with Mulema by Kendo. But right now, Bibotan by John Boisson of Cameroon.
Machaya wulen ying a chan, makema chodi botana ya no ye. Mema nyame nango wa yi bi botana mon fils, sois obéissant. Machaya wulen ying a chan, makema chodi botana ya no ye. Mema nyame nango wa yi bi botana mon fils, sois obéissant. John Boxer, yeah. Oh no no no, you ugly me, mama. And you yan la min tangan, jata mojo. Eh yung asa makama ulung sanga mame, makama John beside bia me te kentong e memo. I do the malon wa. My di botan, ma cha di botan ma mero.
Hey, mama, wome, my di botan.
Oh, na. Ma cha di botan ma mero.
Hey, mama, wome, my di botan. Oma bi me, mama. Hey, mama, wome, my di botan.
Hey, on the love babo. Que ma oule ta meta min chong te ke chong te ka mone a te te malono wa me ma na oza ma vole me ma en yin yala min tanga ne jalut ma ko me no ye la forte de forte ma soeur personnelle yon me lo babo foben bile nyinge me 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 ma ke ma oule ta meta
Je cherche ma vie. Je cherche ma vie.
Kendo of the Equatorial Guinea, and before that, Mama Ateka by Jesu Lokota of the Central African Republic, and then Bibotan by John Boisson of Cameroon. This is the African Beat, and I'll be right back.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, with me, David Vandy. Welcome back to the show. This time, the African Beat moves to the Camaro. Said Comorien, Encheza, Zaki Latino. And right after that, Bell's Techne by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. And then Body Rule, Kenyan Girl by Mr. Ray of Kenya. But first, Chiza Zaki Latino by Said Comorien of the Cameroons.
Thank you. African beats.
African
beats.
African
beats. man it, then election. Be the father, mother, come innovation. Nasura yako kama, new invention. Bauso kubusha yaku weke ya sanction. Nakuambia girl, special attraction. Be the boys all them satisfaction. Lazima tuonyeshe nation appreciation.
Body Rule by Mr. Ray of Kenya. Before that, Bell's Techno by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia and Cesar's Zaki Latino by Said Comorien of the Comoros.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is Fire by Caddy Black of Sierra Leone. And after that, Dame B by Agia Bomofo of Ghana. But first, Fire by Caddy Black.
Babylon style, Caddy Black no go mash up at all. till I make me all on sight. Them are for the people, me say crassy for their rule. Stop all the fussing and fighting at this ground. Divided, me scatter, united, we go stand. Forget about the past, can make we build this nation. No matter where you go, there is no place like home. Home sweet home, can make we make home.
na me su mi demedi. Mini mi da wa kenta mi din su se, ono ana mi nini be u, enso ana mo yi akro inti. Ubi aji mi da fuya, peni fwa kense mi da konse, uye tu ya konodie, ape untu ma titin suwa.
Of Ghana in Dame B and then Fire by Cardi Black of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records. Stay close, I'll be right back.
African Beat is the best. It's number one. We love it.
Yeah, we don't do am again.
We're going higher and higher, chasing the sky.
Zambia, we crisscrossing the continent. Bambikile Umuti by Danny, and right after that to South Africa, Ato in Haibo. But first, Bambikile Umuti by Danny of Zambia.
Mami wandiwe, ala bambikile Umuti. Ekweva, ekufaya kandi kuyo mulo beni. Ndiya, nshande chula, lomba, nshiwandila, bambikile Umuti. Shana nishetani chachi Mochi shinga baby she
shishive ifyonga isangile nshifwele umutwe wandi wale shinguluka fyonse fyachitike so fast I don't know ifyachitike I don't know ngapali fyachitike I don't know but no ho 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 that girl is very dangerous shua ine nali mutrasite naleti bantu muna mekashi abapamano Shana nishetani chachini baby yeah Nishande chula Nishi wangenda Bambikiri omuti mazoi wani Uwamona baby wimfienga Chachine hulia ni insuka Uwamona baby wimfienga Alabante le fenjuga Teti fien inchitevyo Teti fien ufaye I can never do that, never do that. You see, a findanda, my baby. Abatu kumwa evengi. Bambia vaneswa babufi, babufi. So baby, yeah. Minshande chula. Nishi wangenda. Bambiki ryo muti muli mazoi wani, baby, yeah. Minshande chula. Bayo bankenga Uyo chikasha na nishetani chachini Baby we are Nishande chula Nishi wankenga Bambiki ryo muti muli mazoi wani Baby we are Nishande chula Bayo bankenga Uyo chikasha na nishetani chachini
South Africa.
and then Bambikile Umoti by Danny of Zambia. Well, I'm sure you've had a wonderful time with me today, so I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanier in Washington, saying bye-bye.